Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you feeling hungry today?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and we have a tasty show for you. Today's topic is food.
And our title is Let's Cook Scrambled Eggs. Let's Cook Scrambled Eggs. Peter, do you like to cook?
I do. Everyone in my family cooks. And I heard you are a very good cook as well.
I love cooking for myself and others. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our topic today. Before we do, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Are you hungry? It's noon at LTE TV. Susie and James are cooking lunch in the kitchen. They're making scrambled eggs. They can cook enough for everyone. It's a simple recipe, but it's also really good. They need eggs, milk, butter, salt, and pepper. They also need bread. They can put their scrambled eggs on some toast.
Our friends are cooking lunch in the kitchen. Cooking is a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. Marie, what do you cook at home?
I like to cook many things. At least once a week, I make a noodle dish. I also like to cook fish, soup, and chicken.
Well, maybe you can make something for me sometime.
Oh, I would love to. And I think Christina would love that too, because she loves to eat. Here she is now to show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天 Susie 和 James 要一起做午餐。They are cooking lunch today. 名词 lunch 是午餐。他们会在办公室里的厨房做。They are cooking lunch in the kitchen. 名词 kitchen 就是厨房。这个字的 T 不发音，念成 kitchen。他们要做炒蛋 ,scrambled eggs。Susie 说他的做法很简单。It's a simple recipe. 名词 recipe 可以指食谱，也可以指烹饪的方法。这个炒蛋除了要用鸡蛋之外，还要加奶油、盐巴、牛奶和胡椒。胡椒就是 pepper。You need eggs, milk, butter, salt, and pepper。这个 pepper 是不可数名词。炒蛋做好之后，可以放在面包上一起吃。面包就是 bread。They also need bread。烤过的面包就是 toast。They can put the eggs on some toast。
It's noon, Rob.
Excellent. Let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
Sorry, Rob. I can't. James and I are cooking our lunch in the kitchen.
Oh. What are you making?
Scrambled eggs. It's a simple recipe.
I love scrambled eggs. Can I have some?
Sure. We can cook enough for everyone.
Rob wants to go to the Jungle Cafe with Susie, but Susie can't go. She is cooking lunch in the kitchen with James.
Lunch, what a great word to talk about. Lunch is the second meal we eat during the day. Many of us usually eat lunch about noon, or sometimes we just say in the middle of the day.
I usually have a sandwich and some juice for lunch. What are the other two meals we eat?
Well, in the morning, we eat breakfast. And in the evening, we eat dinner. Dinner, lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's right. And we cook or make these meals in the kitchen. A kitchen is where we cook food. Peter, what kinds of things can we find in a kitchen?
Food, of course. And there's usually a stove, a refrigerator, an oven, and maybe a sink. Today, Susie and James will make scrambled eggs in the kitchen.
Scrambled eggs? Hey, I know how to make that. It's a simple recipe.
It is?
Yes, it's a simple recipe. And that's today's calendar phrase.
It's a simple recipe.
It's a simple recipe.
这个制作方法很简单。
Did you bake these cookies?
Yes, it's a simple recipe.
They taste great.
Yes, it's a simple recipe.
They are so delicious.
Yes, it's a simple recipe.
So, tell me the recipe.
Sorry, it's a simple and secret recipe.
It's a simple recipe.
It's a simple recipe.
这个制作方法很简单。
What a fun and simple calendar phrase. Marie, so what is the recipe for scrambled eggs? I would like to try and make one today.
It's very easy. First, mix eggs, milk, salt, and pepper in a bowl.Then heat up some butter on a pan. Once the pan is hot, pour in your egg mixture.
That's it? Wow, that's a really simple recipe.
And remember, when you cook it, you want to make sure you lift and fold the eggs until it's thick. Then it's ready to eat.
Great, thanks, Marie. Rob loves scrambled eggs, and he wants to try some.
James and Susie can cook enough for everyone. Christina can have some too. Here she is to tell us more about this sentence.
Susie 说我们可以做够给每个人吃的炒蛋。We can cook enough for everyone. 句子里的 enough 是代名词，表示足够的炒蛋。常见的用法就像今天 Susie 说的Enough for everyone. 在 enough 后面可以加 for someone 或是 something. 比如今天要烤肉，我必须要买够八个人吃的肉。可以说 I'll buy enough for 8 people. 或者我要为今天的会议准备点心。I'll prepare enough for the meeting today. 另外也可以用 enough to do something. 比如我的钱足够可以买一台新车。I have enough to buy a new car. 或者今天煮的东西不够吃。We didn't cook enough to feed everyone. 以上都是代名词 enough 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Hey, Marie, when I come over for dinner, make sure you have enough food because I eat a lot.
Don't worry, Peter. I will make more than enough food.I will even have some food for you to bring home.
Oh, I can't wait. I wonder how Susie's scrambled eggs will turn out.
I'm sure it will be delicious. We'll find out very soon.
Oh, did you hear that?
Hear what?
My stomach. I'm really hungry. I think I'm going to get something to eat. And friends, you should too.
Well, right now, it's time for us to take a short break. Don't go away, and we'll be right back. See you later.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Following a recipe is very easy.You know, there are a lot of good cooking books out there. Do you ever use a cooking book?
Yeah, cookbooks are great. You can always find a good recipe. The great thing is, these books tell you how to make it. So even if it's your first time, it can turn out pretty good.
Yeah, all you have to do is follow the directions. All right, friends, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Okay, Susie.Let's cook scrambled eggs. What do we need?
We need eggs, milk, butter, and some salt and pepper.
And bread?
Yes, we can put our scrambled eggs on some toast.
Where do we begin?
Well, first let's mix together the eggs and milk.
Okay, I can do that. It's time for James and Susie to start cooking some scrambled eggs. They are in the kitchen, ready to go.
Great! They need eggs, milk, butter, and some salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper are seasonings. They make food taste even better. If you ever go to a restaurant, you can usually find salt and pepper on the table.
Right. The white seasoning is the salt, and the black seasoning is the pepper. I like using both of these. I like to put salt on corn and lots of pepper in my soup.
James and Susie will both use some bread, too. You can buy bread at the bakery or in a grocery store. There are so many different kinds of bread.
Yeah, there's white bread, garlic bread, rolls. I buy bread all the time so I can make sandwiches for lunch. Now, in our conversation, we learned that Susie and James will put their scrambled eggs on some bread. They will put it on some toast.
That sounds delicious. Toast is bread that has been heated up. It's nice and hot. I make toast for breakfast all the time. It's great with butter or even jelly.
And anybody can make toast. I think it's one of the easiest things to make. So, what is the first thing James and Susie should do? Where do they begin?
That's a great question. Before we find out, let's join Christina. She will tell us more about this question you just asked.
要开始做炒蛋了。James 问 Susie, where do we begin? 我们从哪里开始呢？接着这个问句我们可以留意一下。Where 这个字通常用来问一个具体的位置或者是地名。比如说 ,where does he live? 他住在哪里？或是 ,where are you going? 你要到哪儿去？这些都是问地点。但是 where 其实也可以用来表达比较抽象的疑问。像 James 问的 ,where do we begin? 从哪里开始？这样的问句其实跟地点一点关系都没有，我们可以灵活运用它，其实还挺有趣的。比如我想知道一个故事的结局，我可以问 Where does the story end? 或者 Where does the show go next? 这个节目接下来如何？这些用到 where 的问句，它可以跟地点位置无关，很有意思吧？
Thank you very much, Christina. So, Peter...Where do they begin? What is the first step?
First, they mix together the eggs and the milk. And that's our grammar point for today. So let's visit Rebecca.
Hey everyone, it's the beginning of a new month. And it's definitely nice to start off this month with a grammar point. If you need to do several different things...And there's a certain order that you need to do those things, you can use this grammar point. For example, first, find a friend. Second, practice your English with your friend. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Now, you can also say, first, they mix the eggs and milk together. Now, when cooking, there are steps we should take. The first step, the second step, the third step, and so on.
That's right. Let's practice a little bit more. If you want to make a salad, the first step is to wash the vegetables. The second step is to cut the vegetables.And this third step is to mix them all together in a bowl.
That's right. Well, the first step to making scrambled eggs sounds easy enough for James. Hey, he can do that.
Yes, he can. I think these scrambled eggs will taste delicious. James and Susie know what they are doing. I think they are great cooks.
I agree.Well, wow, today was a lot of fun. We learned a great new recipe. And now you know what time it is?
It's time to eat.
It's time to eat? Peter, no. It's time to review our keywords. So let's review together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Lunch. Lunch. Ted eats soup for lunch every Monday.
Kitchen. Kitchen. I can make you some tea in my kitchen.
Recipe. Recipe. This pasta recipe is very simple.
Pepper. Pepper. Dad doesn't like pepper on his pasta.
Bread. Bread. Mom bakes bread in her kitchen.
Toast. Toast. Madeline likes butter on her toast. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Now let's go over our conversations one more time.
It's noon, Rob.
Excellent. Let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
Sorry, Rob. I can't. James and I are cooking our lunch in the kitchen.
Oh. What are you making?
Scrambled eggs. It's a simple recipe.
I love scrambled eggs. Can I have some?
Sure. We can cook enough for everyone.
Okay, Susie. Let's cook scrambled eggs. What do we need?
We need eggs, milk, butter, and some salt and pepper.
And bread?
Yes, we can put our scrambled eggs on some toast.
Where do we begin?
Well, first let's mix together the eggs and milk.
Okay, I can do that.
Today, we talked about scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs are delicious. But did you know there are many other ways to cook eggs?
Yes, I did. So, how about we take a look at some different types of cooked eggs? Here's a photo of some of them. I can see scrambled eggs. Ooh, do you see that fried egg over there? And is that a boiled egg?
Yes, it is. Now, we know that scrambled eggs are mixed with milk and then cooked. How about fried eggs?
Fried eggs are my favorite. You fry them in a pan. You can see a fried egg on the very right of that photo. It looks brown and crispy and yummy.
Well, do you guys see the eggs on the cutting board that are cut in half? Those are called boiled eggs. You can see the yolk, which is the yellow part in the middle of the egg.
Right. Boiled eggs are cooked in hot water. Now, you don't have to eat these eggs by themselves. You can eat scrambled eggs with ketchup, or some people like them with potatoes. I always put salt on every egg I eat, though.
Friends, how do you like your eggs? Tell a friend about it while we go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Yay! Are you hungry?
Yes. Let's eat. What do you want to eat?
Food!
Ginger, what kind of food? Pasta, sandwiches, soup?
Ooh, I want scrambled eggs on toast.
Good idea. Let's order scrambled eggs.
No! Let's make them ourselves.
Well, okay.
What do we need?
Milk, butter, salt, pepper, and bread.
And eggs!
Of course.
Anything else?
We'll need a recipe.
Oh, yeah, a simple recipe.
Right. You'll find the recipe. I'll get the milk, butter, salt, pepper, and bread.
And eggs!
Of course.
Yay!
It's Monday, and it's time for us to answer some questions. Here's question number one. What do Susie and James need to make lunch? What do Susie and James need to make lunch?
The answer is in conversation D. Susie and James need eggs, milk, butter, salt, pepper, and bread. Here's question number two. What do you usually eat for lunch? What do you usually eat for lunch? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What do I usually eat for lunch? I usually eat good food for lunch. Lunch is a very important meal. If I want to work well in the afternoon, I have to eat a balanced lunch. I eat a sandwich and a salad. I try to eat a little fruit, and I always drink a lot of water. Sometimes I have a cookie if I'm very hungry.
What do I usually eat for lunch? Well, there are so many options. I sometimes get a burger, or I get scrambled eggs. But when I run out of ideas on what to eat, I usually go and eat beef noodles or fried rice, because that reminds me of home. So I eat a lot of stuff for lunch.
What do I usually eat for lunch? Well, I eat a lot of different things for lunch. Sometimes I'll have a sandwich. Sandwiches are easy to make, and you can eat them quickly. I have a sandwich when I don't have much time for lunch. If I have more time, I'll make a salad. I love to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. You can put them in a salad together. Try it.
What do I usually eat for lunch? Well, I try to eat something different every day. Since I'm trying to eat more healthy these days, I eat a salad from the salad shop twice a week. Sometimes I'll bring my lunch to work. This morning I made a tuna sandwich and brought it to work. I'll eat it for lunch today. And then I'll go to the cafe and order some tea.
All right, friends, it's time for us to go. We'll see you tomorrow for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.